Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Achmo Berger-Smith is the Director of Competition Law and Data Privacy at a Worksman's Attorney. Good morning. How are you doing?
Morning, Howard. I'm well. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you. Luckily, I don't even understand cryptocurrencies, so that is not a worry for me, but many people do. How is this cryptocurrencies, all of your data privacy, your social media posts, how does this all impact on how SARS looks at a taxpayer?
Howard, in the first instance, I would suggest that we're not unique in South Africa, that this is on the radar now. Worldwide, cryptocurrencies and paying taxes on your cryptocurrency gains, those issues are being raised and debated globally. So high time that we debate it in South Africa as well. And if we consider lifestyle audits as such, and you know, and I think what we also always discuss, the two of us, early in the morning relating to privacy, we need to understand one thing. The right to privacy is not absolute. And in fact, there's a specific carve-out from the privacy legislation for SARS to investigate the lifestyle of people and their spending patterns and all the rest to see whether they comply with the tax laws. And the privacy legislation has neatly carved that out and provided specifically into both in terms of the application of the legislation, but also in terms of an exclusion for SARS to process that information. And on top of it, you know, we all know people are very active on social media, sharing pictures and footage of their wealth and spoils. And I think this was a comment made by Judge Dennis Davis sometime last year, maybe even the year before, that if he drives around in around Sandton and if he drives around Waterfall and the Waterfall precinct and he sees all the Ferraris and McLarens and Lamborghinis driving around, he has to question why the tax base is so small and why people question whether people are indeed declaring their income and rightfully paying tax on that.
Yeah, and I think it's a very good point. But we've been talking about lifestyle audits for a long time, especially for politicians. With South Africans' level of skepticism and mistrust and distrust for politicians and for the so-called political elite, isn't that the place that SARS has to start before they go for regular citizens who are doing some of the same things?
I can't disagree with you that there's an utter despondence and almost, from a low energy in society about this wave after wave after wave of corruption in the public sector that we are experiencing. I, however, think it's not a either or. Both should be addressed, but some way, clear action should be taken. There's a piece this morning in the newspaper circulating, and it's talking about the fact that, you know, it would seem like the sixth administration and our democracy wants to address these issues through inquiries. Now, you know, it's one thing to hold an inquiry, but what is the outcome of this inquiry? And it also calls for the strengthening of the National Prosecuting Authority. You know, I think we stand as a society where we want to see action and we're screaming out, we want to see action, we want to save this country and the economy. While at the same time, if we consider, you know, we've had 10 years of depleting the infrastructure and the capability of the NPA. And unfortunately, it can't be built up overnight. Even though we would pray for that to happen, it is just not humanly possible to do that. But the one thing is for sure, it would seem that government has identified certain pockets where there remains excellence within the government structure to at least start tackling certain aspects. And I don't think if we talk about lifestyle audits that SARS is currently considering, that we should adopt an approach that politicians are excluded from that. I think what we ought to call for as society is indeed to see action against politicians as well. And, you know, it's very easy, I assume, if you, the legislator, to push back on legislation. But we've got the SARS legislation. Our tax legislation clearly allows for the powers and the ability to engage in these lifestyle audits. And it's high time that we make use of that.
It's so fascinating because the reality is, in order for the system to function holistically, there are a number of aspects. People obviously need to be earning money, which is one of our problems to begin with, given our unemployment rate and the difficulty in the economy. Number two, there has to be the confidence that the tax money is going to be used for the purpose for which it is paid and not to just fund politicians' lifestyles. And number three, it has to be that in fact, everybody adheres to the same system. Only after all of that does, and of course, compliance and policing, all of that is an important part of the tax system, but it's really only one part. And if you only focus on that part and we don't focus on the other parts, I'm not sure that the system will ever fully come together. And obviously, it's never in perfect balance in no part of the world, but it just doesn't, it just, in my view, and I'd like to hear yours, I don't know how it can function unless all of these aspects are dealt with.
Howard, you know, your listeners will most probably yell out if I say something, and it's a typical lawyer answer, I assume. But I'm passionate about this. I see this, if I visualize how we should approach this, as Lady Justice weighing the scales. And if we as a society can get to a point where those scales are equally weighed, we will be a very successful, prosperous country. And I think the legal system has got a role to play in that. And if we've got strong enforcement, whether you're a politician or whether you're a private individual, if laws applied equally, and you've got the enforcement, we will go a long way towards reaching that ideal position where everyone knows they do have a duty towards the country, towards the society, and they are law-abiding citizens. But unfortunately, where we find ourselves in the country, it would seem, and through the testimony, through all the inquiries around us, it would seem that the general disregard for the law has crept into society, and it's going to be a very difficult road back to where we can ask and look at Lady Justice to weigh the scales equally.
So do you think it's cognitive dissonance to some extent, or a justification of that people have saying, well, you know, the money's being misused, politicians aren't paying tax, why should I? Or is there a level of genuineness about that?
Yeah, I think if we just talk about all the debate yesterday about SARS and in the tax world, the debate around lifestyle audits and, you know, screening social media platforms to gather information and all the rest. Part of what was discussed in those comments and sessions as well related to structuring and tax structuring and complicated structures that, high net worth individuals implement. Now, may I say this? If the law is written in a manner that allows for you to structure your affairs, your financial affairs, obviously to optimally structure also your tax obligations, and you comply and abide by the law, you are not doing anything wrong. It is when you circumvent paying the taxes due. So in the first instance, proper tax structuring, we've got the leading international tax practice as one of my partners, Michael Honeyball. Looking at Michael structuring that is 100% aligned with the tax legislation. There's nothing undue in relation to that. That is how you ought to do it. The problem is when you are hiding assets and pretending you are a pauper while you are driving your
Ferrari, absolutely.
Yeah, down Canton Drive.
Mm.
And isn't that what we should be focusing on?